This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
What's going on?
Obviously, red weather warning.
Red.
It's hard to say. Tomorrow for the country. And you were saying, Emma, there that the UK is going to get battered as well. Mm. As good a battering as us.
As a sausage.
My boyfriend's really chilled about it. I'm like,
I think Ireland is like literally at the eye of the storm.
But have you seen the like red weather warning thing from Met Aaron put up? Everything is red apart from Ulster.
Yeah, isn't that so stupid?
But I was like, what's going on there?
I know, it's because they're not allowed.
Well, it's because Ulster would be measured by the UK Met Office.
But it gives the impression that they're in an orange warning.
Yeah, they're only saying it's orange.
Oh, it's orange.
Yeah. Sorry.
So the Met Office UK
has
classified it as an orange warning for the north.
We love a red warning.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, are the UK Met Office as dramatic as the Irish one?
I wouldn't say as much, but there's a lot more landmass in the UK. So when you do get like a severe warning in the UK, you kind of know something's about to go down because it's unlikely that the entire UK would be under a red weather warning.
Size of it, like,
like the UK in comparison to like Australia or America isn't massive, but when you compare it to Ireland, sometimes I think it's just easier to be like, instead of having some counties in yellow, some counties in orange, some in red, you may as well just be super safe.
Oh, fair.
But obviously, this happened last time. I don't think it was last year; it was the year before, wasn't it? Yeah. We were only talking about it.
But it makes us look very thick. Like,
yeah,
the Brits are like, we're only giving that an orange.
Hopefully now we're not eating our words and it's really bad.
But you never know. I got an email.
Ophelia was, I'll never forget that.
Hopefully it's not bad.
From my Latin agent being like, make sure everything on your balcony is brought in or tied down.
They're saying risk to life. Like, don't be messing.
All I can remember though is during that last storm, I booked the hotels for us.
Yeah.
It was just me and Emma.
Oh, yeah.
And I booked
in
Emma and they couldn't find a booking because I spelt her name as Emma Holan.
Oh my God.
His handwriting was so bad, he wrote me down as Holan.
Oh my God.
So I remember because you checked in kind of late.
Yeah,
it was like 11
p.m. I had my dinner and I was only coming in to go to sleep at that point. Like, I was watching a movie with my housemate or something. I was like, I'll just go in and go to bed in there.
We better be in a nice hotel now tonight.
Dave is going to end up bunking with me.
I know.
On a like top and tail.
I'm excited to hear about your
right
fancy
by your
night.
Feet.
Yeah.
I go on the lash, lads.
I brought my sleep machine so I won't snore.
Oh, I'm not staying in a room with you.
This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
What's going on?
Obviously, red weather warning.
Red.
It's hard to say. Tomorrow for the country. And you were saying, Emma, there that the UK is going to get battered as well.
Mm.
As good a battering as us.
As a sausage.
My boyfriend's really chilled about it. I'm like,
Ireland is like literally at the eye of the storm.
But have you seen the like red weather warning thing from Met Aaron put up? Everything is red apart from Ulster.
Isn't that so stupid?
But I was like, what's going on there?
I know, it's because they're not allowed.
Well, it's because Ulster would be measured by the UK Met Office.
But it gives the impression that they're in an orange warning.
Yeah, they're only saying it's orange.
Oh, it's orange.
So the Met Office UK
has
classified it as an orange warning for the north.
We love a red warning.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, are the UK Met Office as dramatic as the Irish one?
I wouldn't say as much, but there's a lot more landmass in the UK. So when you do get like a severe warning in the UK, you kind of know something's about to go down because unlikely that the entire UK would be under a red weather warning.
Size of it, like,
Like the UK in comparison to like Australia or America isn't massive, but when you compare it to Ireland, sometimes I think it's just easier to be like, instead of having some counties in yellow, some counties in orange, some in red, you may as well just be super safe.
Oh, fair.
But obviously, this happened last time. I don't think it was last year. It was the year before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were only talking about it.
But it makes us look very thick. Like, the Brits are like, we're only giving that an orange.
Hopefully now we're not eating our words and it's really bad.
But you never know. I got an email.
Ophelia was, I'll never forget that.
Hopefully it's not bad.
From my Latin agent being like, make sure everything on your balcony is brought in or tied down.
They're saying risk to life. Like, don't be messing.
All I can remember though is during that last storm, I booked the hotels for us.
Yeah.
It was just me and Emma.
Oh, yeah.
And I booked in Emma and they couldn't find a booking because I spelt her name as Emma Holan.
Oh my God.
Emma Holan's handwriting was so bad, he wrote me down as Holan.
Oh my God.
So I yeah, that. I remember because you checked in kind of late. Yeah, it was like 11 p.m.
I had my dinner and I was only coming in to go to sleep at that point. Like I was watching a movie with my housemate or something. And I was like, I'll just go in and go to bed in there.
We better be in a nice hotel now tonight.
Dave is going to end up bunking with me.
I know.
On a like top and tail.
I'm excited to hear about your
right
fancy
by your
night.
Feet.
Yeah.
I go on the Lash Lads.
I brought my sleep machine so I won't snore.
Oh, I'm not staying in a room with you.
Shit. Wake up. Spins fully charged. Ella, Dave, and Ashley. You wake up in the morning. Spin is on.
What's the story?
What's happening?
Hello.
Good morning. How are we?
Calm before the storm is right, lads. Batten down the hatches.
I was just counting those words. How perfect that that phrase fits for the five-word weather.
If I was on spin, I would use that every time there's a storm.
It's a great day for Emily.
I'd say Emily's thrilled.
Every single hour will be the calm before the storm.
Don't change it, girl.
No, don't. Just keep it up, Emily. I'm liking it. I have been spending the last half an hour of being in work frantically trying to fix Emma's phone.
Oh.
But like, not with her phone. She doesn't know I've been doing this. But basically, I've been looking up YouTube videos on how to fix her side button.
Because
it's given me such anxiety.
Oh, you have those.
So I was there. I was watching a YouTube video and I was like, okay, go to this setting and this setting and this setting. I was like, and to confirm this setting, just double tap your side button.
So
the problem. We can't use it. So I found a thing that was like, here's how to use Assistive Touch, which is that little button that comes up on the screen.
Oh, that's my life. That's how I lock my phone and everything.
Exactly. So there is a way that you can press that to confirm, like to basically double tap. But to set it up, you need to double tap. And all the YouTube comments are, bro, the side button doesn't work. That's why I'm doing this. If the side button worked, I wouldn't need to do this.
Oh my God. Dave. Dumb in Apple, aren't they?
I've been round in circles on this for so long and I'm like, there has to be a way. People's side buttons are going to break sometimes. And obviously, this is the thing. There's no other way to download an app on your phone.
No.
Like, you have my literal bloody face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just use that.
I need to double
so much more powerful than my thumb.
But yeah, even this morning I was booking a train ticket and Callum was like, make sure to download the app now. And I was like, no, I can't.
That's exactly when I looked up. I was like, I'm done. I can't. I'm sick of this.
And I actually checked my contract. I thought it was out in February. It's April March.
Oh no.
With this for a while. You're on spin. Thanks, Dave.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Good morning.
Morning.
Did you see yesterday the guards unveiled these new caps they have to wear?
No.
So unlike the kind of hat, which I always thought was really uncomfortable, especially all the times I tried my dad's on when I was
this the flat hat.
Oh yeah, like a Garda hat.
Like a typical Garda hat that you know and you recognise. Whereas this is like a more cool looking, like almost Yankees cap.
Right.
Like a baseball cap.
Yeah.
Is that not for the, what do you call them? The ones who patrol like the streets and stuff. They're like, they're not real. They are guards, but they're
yeah,
they're
I know.
Else.
They're like not roads policing, but they're just like the
traffic unit or something. I don't know. But anyway, they're out and they look pretty cool. Like sometimes you see a man in uniform and you're like, whoo, never mind if he's a bloody
that's
cap.
Very European.
Really? Does that work for you, a man in uniform? Is that a thing?
Probably.
Really, yeah? That's so funny.
You'd have to have a second glance, wouldn't you?
Okay, right.
But anyway, they'll be worn by all uniform members from tomorrow. And they're describing it as the new headgear in the guards.
Headgear.
It looks quite well. And I imagine as well for the females, cool to have your pony out through the back.
So it is a baseball cap?
It's a baseball cap.
Right, okay.
It's casual.
The guards are trying to be like the upros.
Yeah.
If we dress like them, they won't hate us as much.
Oh, do you know what, lads? You are actually sound.
I was thinking about other jobs and other uniforms that need a bit of an upgrade. I just think the bloody lads in the cabin crew, can they not be in their comfy travel gear?
Oh, that's a fantastic point.
Leggings,
baggy jumpers,
I want someone from Aer Lingus to come over like with their hair up in a bun, just right.
And I want them to have their little pillow around their neck as
with the eye mask up on their forehead.
I'd be much more likely to go, I will take a tee off you.
Yeah,
do you know what I will? I want the comfy, fluffy penny socks on display. This whole, you know, in your little skirt, looking so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, and you've just, they're sitting there in these really uncomfortable looking seats up the top of the plane for the flight and they're over and back all
the
day.
The makeup cake on
them. And you have
them
to push that big trolley on your little heels.
Yeah, and I want them all to have tickets. That awful looking tan that hasn't been washed off.
The little heels is always so depressing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the tiny little
it's like, we're going to put you through some paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, which isn't cool.
Grim.
Chefs, lads, what is with the hats? And why would you dress in white when you're cooking? It's the most stupid colour to wear when cooking.
That's just a fantastic point.
I just don't understand why you'd wear white. Honestly, I dribble toothpaste all over myself every morning.
You can't even wear white to eat. Yeah.
No. Staff in the likes of Dunn's and Penny's and all that, and like the shops where you do have to wear a uniform, let them go in and wear an outfit of their choice from the shop each morning. Oh my God, there's a Penny staff member. Where did you get your outfit today? Well, they're over there on sale, and that's over there on sale.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Yeah. With, like, you know, like, because River Island get to like wear the clothes that they sell. Do you know what I mean? And I still know you work here because you have River Island on your lanyard. Do you know what I mean?
And now I'm like, cool outfit.
Yeah, exactly.
What floor is that on?
Do you ever notice in Zara as well? They all seem to wear Zara products, and you're like, cool. You're great. I'd love to wear that blazer.
But I feel like when I was a kid, I was like, they just get like a full wardrobe for free. But then you do hear like certain people are like, yeah, we have to wear clothes from the shop and we get like a 10% discount.
Yeah, no, that's not good enough.
No.
In my world, no. You just get to rent them for the day.
Absolutely, yeah.
Back. Gym instructors, just be in the dress that I want to be in by the end of this workout.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? Bit creepy, I know. But if I'm given, if you're a beautiful lady with a figure that I'm desperate for, and you can fit into that dress that I'm squeezing into, you throw it on while you're shouting at me.
That's very good. This is what you could look like.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at me, I'm perfect.
And finally, lifeguards at the pool. If I have to wear the stupid hat, you have to wear the stupid hat. It makes me feel less insecure about the whole
thing. Goggles and flip flops.
If I'm wearing the hat, the hat's on you too. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. Sonny Federa, Jazzy and Some Days here on Spin. Good morning.
It is time to batten down the hatches.
Get them down.
Are hatches the only thing you batten?
I know, it's such an old expression that's constantly so used.
I don't even know what hatches are, but it's time to batten them.
I don't know what batten is either.
I don't know what batten is or hatches, but we're going to batten the hatches.
We never know what they mean outside of a context of a storm.
There you go. It's Storm Eowyn. Which someone in the office said, it's like our Northern English boss saying, hey, Owen. Hey, Owen. Storm, hey, Owen.
That's how we'll remember it.
So I like that. It is a nationwide status red weather warning. It's in place for all of Friday. Schools are closed. People are told to work from home and basically not leave the house. This is a big one, lads.
Yeah, this is like quite incredible that the whole country's under red warning.
And do you know...
That never happened.
Never.
Do you follow Alan O'Reilly as in Carla Weather, lads?
I've been watching his TikToks, yeah.
And that's the thing about Alan O'Reilly, Carla Weather, lads. He's always like the person that media seems to talk to rather than Met Aaron when these things happen.
But Tim and Aaron hate him.
I'd say they do, really taking their clout. But a lot of people I saw under his videos were like, when he looks a bit stressed, you know it's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So he wouldn't be one to kind of run with something unless... Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He wouldn't show panic.
I don't know if it was him, but somebody said that they think it's the biggest storm that they'll have ever seen in Ireland.
Yeah.
And this man was like, had grey hair.
Yeah.
So he owed.
I'd say it is very frustrating for Met Aaron to be like, you know, the experts in the storm and like... Every media outlet is like, get that lad from Carlo on.
Yeah, and this girl's like,
you know, the guy who does weather as a hobby. Let's do that. Let's get him on.
Like the meteorologists who've sweated for years and studied every book under the sun are like, wait, some radio station's going to ask me for a little bit for the news. Nah, Carlo Weather. Lad.
Yeah, Carlo Weather. So the storm has the potential to be among the most severe Ireland has ever seen, according to the chair of the National Emergency Coordination Group. Apparently, it's likely that the numbers without electricity will top Storm Ophelia in 2017, which was 375,000 people were left without electricity. So apparently, that could potentially be even bigger. So we're all basically
find a candle anywhere today, lads. Will you?
Very true.
Oh, yeah. The bread, lads.
The bread. The bread. Come here. I'm going to get to the bread. We're all going to be indoors. When you want to take a break from work from home, I've come up with the perfect day for indoors. Basically, you know, like we're talking pigging out, we're talking lazing around, games, and so on. So you can take a few of these. You can pick and choose. I think you'll enjoy them. I will probably be doing all of them.
Okay.
So firstly, and most importantly, get snacks. We're talking jellies, crisps, chocolate biscuits, everything. But do not go panic buying. Leave the bread alone.
Yeah.
Relax. It's fine. You don't need it.
It's one day.
It is. It's one day. Number two, make a blanket fort. When is the last time you did that? So fairy lights, laptop, the pillows, the duvet. Best thing about the blanket fort, no kids allowed.
Can I tell you a really quick one on that?
Go on.
Over Christmas, when I was looking at something to pick up for my niece. You know what they have these days for kids? They have basically like the structure of a fort you can buy, and they're magnetized. So say you want to build a roof, right? You can put them all together and they're big, and then you just throw blankets over them and make, like, it's an easy way to make forts they have these days.
Amazing.
You can buy for kids.
That's brilliant.
You can add your own extension, your own room. Unbelievable.
We used to have the extension cords. We used to have the extension cords, like it have like like a, to extend like a plug or whatever, oh, yeah. and we'd hang that up somewhere, and that's where we throw the duvet over that.
Sounds so
that,
safe.
That would be our roof.
Yeah, that's great.
So I'm talking box set marathon, like Harry Potter, Hunger Games, you know, Lord of the Rings or Star Wars, whatever. Number four, radio. So when you inevitably get sore eyes and you get bored of Harry Potter, stick on Michaela Hayes on Spin 103.
Very good.
She's probably got tickets to something that, you know, will be on when there isn't a storm. The other thing, silence. Listen to the storm. My favourite thing in the world is switching off Michaela Hayes and just... and just listening, you know, to what, you know, the storm and...
Jesus, Dave.
You're so mean.
I love you, Mac. DIY jobs, find something to fix or build, and if there's nothing, slightly break something, fix it.
Yeah,
give you
yeah.
something to do. Now this one.
Go on.
The floor is lava.
Oh, hell it is.
Okay.
And imagine the drama of the floor is lava when it's like...
Yeah, when there's an actual storm.
That'd be so fun. Yeah. Video call friends and family for about 2 minutes just to say you did it, and then back to the floor is lava straight away. Back to that fort. Fitness is also important, so take that Nintendo Wii down and play tennis on the couch, or golf, or boxing.
Bowling.
And the other thing, of course, is to work really, really hard, because nothing is more important than your job and what your boss wants. And I hear the boss really, really wants you to build a blanket fort and play the floor is lava. So.
That's actually exactly what I heard.
That is
too.
Top priority. Do not worry about anything else.
So tomorrow, hotels tonight, lads.
Yeah, I don't like this. No one else seems to have to like stay in a hotel.
But Callum.
Yeah.
You and Callum are staying in the same hotel.
Yeah, it's
strange.
Well, that will be kind of fun.
Are you gonna have connecting doors?
He's just sharing my bed.
Yeah. It's awful though having to leave a hotel at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
That's such a waste of your booking.
I'm checking out and I'm 6 a.m. Great.
We go for the breakfast at 8:30.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Always reminds me of like The Incredibles.
It's a fun little bit of music. I enjoy it.
It is nice.
I'm really hoping now that I've said that the clip is not The Incredibles.
Oscar noms out today.
Yes. Finally.
Yeah.
It feels like that was, we're waiting down to what? When is the Oscars?
It's usually in March.
All right, okay, quick turnaround then.
So this will be a good time to win some cinema passes, because you're going to know what the good films are after today.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point, actually.
So this is the idea of this game, is that we play you one singular second of a movie, and it's up to you to identify it. I know that sounds like such a reach. You're like, I go away.
Not a chance. But for the most part, we've been able to guess this. The only thing is that the last couple of weeks have been quite difficult. Producer Callum has been watching some niche movies.
and as standard, we don't know what this clip is. Only producer Callum does. So let's all listen to it for the first time together. And if you think you know, it's cinema in a WhatsApp to 0877111038.
So how did we end up here?
Ooh, so nope. How did we end up here?
Go again.
So how did we end up here?
I know the voice.
So how did we end up here?
Oh, is I know
it,
the
it,
voice.
It sounds like an old movie.
Yeah, it does it sound does. Old.
It does.
And so how did we end up here?
So how did we end up here?
Have a go. 087-711-103. If anything is coming to mind, you might as well get it off your chest. Cinema in WhatsApp.
I thought it was Ferris Bueller.
Ah,
I was thinking it was the scene with Charlie Sheen, which is fun to say. But I thought it was the scene with Charlie Sheen, because it sounds quite like an old movie, but Callum shook his head. It's not that.
I just guessed When Harry Met Sally. I didn't really think it was that. Callum said no. But it seems like that era.
Yeah, it does.
And it does sound like that actor in When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah,
it does.
Give us a couple more, please. Yeah.
So how did we end up here?
I wonder, is he talking to us, or is he talking to another character?
I think I know the actor. Sorry, this is tense. Oh, no. Okay. I thought it was John Travolta.
Okay, cinema in a WhatsApp. Have a crack. Win yourself some IMC Cinema Passes on this morning's show. And our WhatsApp number is 087-711-1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lovely Young and Messy on Spin.
She was on Jimmy Fallon just there, I think a couple of days ago, and she sang that song. Oh my God, her voice is so powerful. Like, to the point where you're like, it's actually more powerful than what that song portrays.
And yes. Her performance is so good.
It's sassy and it's
brilliant.
Fantastic.
Angry.
So good.
I think, as I said the other day, she's my new favourite person to follow on Instagram. I just love her.
She's great.
So cool. Okay, so confusing day ahead. Obviously, Storm A. Owen.
A. Owen.
Is on the way. And my plan was to go to the UK to see my boyfriend tomorrow. I haven't seen him in weeks. Lots of weeks.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know. Sure, woe was me. And the plan was to go tomorrow. And I was sitting here yesterday looking at it. And I was like, that flight's not going to take off. And like, as of yesterday, Dublin was due to be in an orange tomorrow. Yeah. But then the office were chatting and it was like, the whole country's going to go to red, lads. Wait till you see. Give it a couple of hours. Midair in their meeting at the moment, kind of a thing. And the panic kind of set in, because obviously when you have someone away, it's like, well, that'll be another week then.
Oh, yeah. No.
You're like, damn, like, really wanted to see him. Do you know that kind of thing?
Yeah. I really want to see my boy.
Yeah. Do you know, you've been looking forward to it so much. I was like, that would be so sad.
Oh, no, that would be gutting.
Oh, I'd be like a briar, yeah. Right? So I went looking at it and it was like, is there any way of me getting over there at any time that would suit today, like to get over there before the storm? Anyway, grand, found a flight. But the problem is, it's not to Leeds Bradford, which is close to where he lives. It's to Newcastle.
Okay. Newcastle?
Which actually is that there? That was the wrong accent, was it? Is Newcastle where all the like typical girlos to be?
Geordie Shore.
Yeah,
Geordie
Shore. Why I going out to town?
I've never been. Newcastle. So I'm landing into Newcastle later tonight, and my God, big red flag straight away about the English train system. Why is it so confusing?
Is it?
Holy Mother of Christ! I'm like, I just need to get a train from. Basically, from Newcastle to York should be straightforward. To say that I had to come in this morning and go, Callum, what's the story with your country? will you help me book a train?
One of my favourite things in the world is saying to Callum, what is wrong with your country?
Like, I was like, this should be a really easy task. All I have to do, in addition to what I've done, is book my train, then I know I'm settled and I can just go about my day to day and get there safely. I was like, I don't know. Like, you know the way you have like Trivago and all these secondhand sites when you're booking a hotel? They've like a million of them if you want to book a train. It's
with
this or this or this or this or this. I'm like, God. I don't know.
The problem is with UK Rail is that there's so many different train operators. Obviously here there's Air on Air and that's it.
Yeah.
What
did
you just call it?
Air on Air. Irish Rail, all right? I'm trying to be fancy. But in the UK, there's like East Midlands Railway and LNER in Great Southwestern. So there are all these individually owned operators. So you can book on specific trains, but then you can have something called like a super off-peak, which means you can get any train. But then there's the peak trains, and then there's the first class off-peak, super off-peak.
Oh, my God.
And it's just so confusing.
Have you considered flying to the correct airport?
There was no flights available today, you see. There was literally none. I think they've kind of changed the system. It's really frustrating because I was kind of getting used to the flights and they've changed the whole thing for this part time of year.
Okay.
So there's a flight like now, or I think just now. There's a flight during the show, which is
too early.
That's been annoying.
So did you figure it out?
Callum did it for me all this morning.
Yeah, I printed off a rail tickets, but I fully expect I was still to get on the wrong train and just come back on Monday with a fixed penalty charge.
Yeah, probably. And I also, bless him, like I came into the studio this morning and he printed my train ticket for me and left it here for me. I was like, Callum.
He's not just a show producer, he's a life producer.
Do what I can.
Spin it. Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just gone 7:45. What is the crack?
Oh, I do love that sound. It means 1 second in the cinema. We play you a tiny little snippet of a movie. 1 second to be exact. And you got to guess the entire movie from that 1 second. If you think you know, it's cinema and a WhatsApp, by the way.
This is the clip this morning that has us all stumped.
So how did we end up here?
Sean is there. Hello.
How you doing?
Good, good. Right, here's the clip, Sean.
So how did we end up here?
What film do you think that's from?
Shutter Island.
Shutter Island. It does sound like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is there a storm in that?
There is a storm in
there. Oh, how appropriate. However, you're wrong. Sorry, Sean.
Oh, no. Sean, that was a fantastic guess. Really, really good guess. Thanks for playing. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. Also there is Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Right, this is the clip.
So how did we end up here?
And do you have any ideas what that movie is?
Come on, Mark.
I think it's it ends with us.
It ends with us.
That new film that caused all the drama.
Is that the one with the Blake Lively?
Yeah.
It's not, man. I'm sorry. Good guess, though. Bit of a rogue one. I like it. Thank
you. The Colleen Hoover book, isn't it? That's based on. Sorry, Mark. Thanks for giving it a go.
Oh, you're grand. Thank you so much.
Good luck, bye. Right.
I do think a lot of people are stumped on this today. Just like us.
Two very different movies, though. Shutter Island and It Ends With Us.
Extremely different. Dee, how are you keeping?
I'm good, yes. On my way to work.
Very good. All right, Dee, here's the clip.
So how did we end up here?
What is that movie? Put us out of our misery.
It's Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
You sound confident, Dee.
Yes.
Is it Pretty
Woman? I don't think it should be.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Dee. God's sake, I was convinced. I was that's your man.
She's
definitely got
it.
Sorry, Dee. Thanks for giving it a go. You're probably even more curious now. We'll find out soon. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good luck, Dee. Bye.
We got to get there.
Oh,
I'm getting nervous.
Driving
now.
Me insane.
Claire, how are things?
All right, how are you?
We're all good. Right. All right, Claire, this is the clip.
So how did we end up here?
Please put us out of our misery. What's that movie?
Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio.
And we had a guest saying someone said it sounded quite like Leonardo DiCaprio.
It does sound like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Shutter Island,
let's see if she's right.
So how did we end up here?
Oh!
Well, we just came from the...
Think about it, Ariadne. How did you get here?
We're dreaming.
I need to watch that movie again. Claire! Thank you so much. We hadn't an absolute notion what that was.
And that's unreal. Well done.
Loads of wrong guesses. Well done.
It wasn't even me.
Who was it?
My friend, she's driving.
Girl, you need to take the limelight yourself. Yeah. You need to, like, say nothing. Well, listen, fair play to you.
I sent the text.
Very good.
Well, you put in the groundwork.
Yeah.
You're off to the cinema. We're sending you out a pair of IMC cinema passes.
Lovely.
Have a good one, Claire. Thanks for listening.
See you, Claire.
You too, guys. Thanks a million.
Bye.
The celebrations continue.
Have a great day.
This morning, fair play.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ariana Grande and We Can't Be Friends here at Spin. So it's happening today. We'll get the Oscar nominations nearly a week later than planned because of the LA wildfires.
Oh, the fires.
Oh, that's what was the reason.
But apparently there was like a delay to negotiations and stuff. Wouldn't you be raging if after the week they changed their mind? If you were like, clearly someone's number one 4 days ago, and they're like, do you know what? I watched that again last night now that I have a few extra
days. Wasn't that good?
Yeah, I watched that when I was.
Changed my mind. Obviously, it could be the first time Oscar nom for Ariana Grande on the back of Wicked as
well.
That'd
be good.
I think she absolutely deserves a supporting actress nom.
Yeah, she was brilliant.
She is so funny.
She was so good at it.
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
I can't believe you didn't see it.
You'd love
it. I think you specifically don't watch these things so you can say you haven't seen it.
Yeah. You're probably the only woman in the country who's seen it.
Singing, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot of.
Yeah, but it's Ariana Grande singing.
I suppose.
It's shocking that in a musical, yeah.
Let's go, go, go.
Here I go. Fully charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
You're so good.
Ready or not,
good morning.
Morning.
Welcome. It's Thursday.
Hello.
What's the crack? So I was telling you a little while ago on the show that a lot of stress, a lot of panic. Obviously, it's a red warning tomorrow. And yesterday at this time, there was no red warning for Dublin in place. And my plans were to, I sound like such a spoiled brat, sorry. But my plans were to go and see my boyfriend Jack in the UK tomorrow. Yeah. And I did start sweating because I was like, if this moves to a red warning, there won't be a plane.
You're not a spoiled brat. You just want to go over and see your boyfriend you haven't seen in a week.
Yeah,
I know.
We're in a long distance relationship.
True. So I was really looking forward to it. And then I was like, oh, sugar, like, might knock it off the ground tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. So I started frantically looking at flights for today instead.
I'd say you'd easily get off the ground.
Yeah, true.
You just might come back down again.
Yeah. You might just slap back down again pretty hard, yeah. So went looking at flights, and there's one this evening. So, spoiler alert, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Guys, haven't seen the last
Wait,
weeks.
What?
I haven't seen him in weeks, guys.
No, that's fair enough.
So there's a flight tonight, this evening, but it won't get me to where I need to be. It'll get me to Newcastle. And I was saying, bloody England and their train systems are so confusing. I was trying to book everything yesterday and it was like all these pop-ups. Essentially, I'm using this metaphorically. Do you want to book through Tobago or do you want to book through this secondary site?
Yeah.
I was like, listen, this is a job for producer Callum when he's at loads to be doing at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. So I came in asking him for advice. I don't even know if I'm on the right train, but I need to get to Newcastle, from Newcastle to York. And anyway, it's going to be a long day. A
lot going on. Tracy was in contact, right? And she goes, be careful because some trains in the UK split in half, where one half goes one way and the other goes the other way.
Don't
end up in a different place where you don't want to be. I was like,
excuse me.
This sounds like a prank from Tracy.
I don't know if Tracy's telling the truth or not.
It's split in half, as in they one go. What?
Yeah.
It's like when the M4 goes into the M9, M8 or whatever, and if you miss your turn, you're
God,
gone.
God, you can tell you worked in A Road, what?
No, I don't have that right, but oh my God.
I could end up in Scotland here.
So, like, you'd want to be on this one half of the train. You'd want to be on.
That's
just
mad.
Imagine you're in a. It's like, this carriage is going to York. This carriage is going to Brighton.
Do you think it splits long ways?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like straight down the middle.
You're the person beside you, just disappear. See you later.
Oh, I love it. Well, enjoy going to the UK and enjoy seeing your fellow Jack. I think it's actually legal to travel if you're going to get the shift in a red warning.
Yeah,
is that what they say?
Yeah.
If you're getting the shift.
Theresa Mannion said that.
Spins fully
Recharged.
Obviously, tomorrow is a big day, and I know I've talked about, we've talked about it a lot on the show so far already this morning, this red warning for the whole country, and it is bloody scary. They're saying it could be the worst storm the country's ever seen and all the rest. So obviously it goes without saying to mind yourself and what would you say? Adhere to all of the...
definitely adhere.
Adhere, I think, is the word for tomorrow. Adhere to everything that you're told to do,
yes,
and mind
exercise
yourself.
Exercise caution.
Yes, yes. And with all of this over the last couple of days, especially obviously yesterday, it reminds me of when I was a child, I strongly believed I was magic and had a superpower. And
right.
Yeah. I strongly believed that if I clenched my wrists really tight and thought about it for ages, I could make the rain stop. The other way when you're a kid, you think like, oh, I'm magic, like I've got a superpower.
As not really.
No, I don't have that either.
I know, come on.
There was no superpower that I...
I would have liked to have a superpower. I would have dreamt of maybe ones I'd like to have, but I definitely didn't think I had one.
Yeah,
no,
like, I remember outrageous. All I wanted to be was Spider-Man. But I never...
But you didn't think
you always,
were Spider-Man.
I always knew I wasn't Spider-Man.
You were self-aware king.
Like, watch this. Nothing comes out.
I know. I used to try that so many times as well.
Just in case,
so
yeah.
Yeah.
But like for the moment, but no, I knew then from that moment on, I was not a superhero.
Why did you think?
Because when I was little and like the rain would come and it wouldn't stop for days and all you want to do as a kid is go outside and play, there was a conservatory at the back of my house and I'd stand out there when the rain was banging off the roof and I'd clench my fists and I'd think about it. I could be there for an hour. Being like, if I just keep thinking it's going to stop and I'm going to be able to go out on the trampoline and play. And I'd stand there and I'd stand there and I'd stand there. And then one day when I looked up, it had stopped. And
this
I was like,
is amazing.
Wow. I am literally magic. There's a reason I was born. There's a reason I'm me. I can make the rain stop. So I kept doing that then for a phase until I snapped
out of it. Who needs God?
Yeah, that's what I used to think. That's what I used to think. So anytime the rain would come or I'd be watching the forecast with my parents, I'd be like thinking in my head, it's grand. I'm going to be able to make it stop.
I got this, guys.
So this went on and on and on. And I'd stand there and clench my fist so hard and just keep thinking. And then obviously naturally the drizzle would stop.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, wow.
You thought you were controlling the weather.
I genuinely thought I had a superpower.
And what did you think that superpower was? That you could control the weather, or that you could just stop rain?
Just rain.
That's a really
no, very
crap...
specific.
It was just rain.
It's very Irish superpower.
It is. Very, yes. Yeah. And as
what age did you think?
Oh God!
Just last week.
Probably too old, to be honest. I didn't move to that house until I was 6 or 7, so potentially 10.
Okay, I have this theory that...
Too old to be carrying on like that.
I have this theory that you lived a different life to most. Like, you say certain things sometimes and I'm like, I don't think that's a shared experience. I think this is a...
It's unique.
It's a unique to Emma Nolan experience. And I love the way Emma brings it with such confidence. Like, you know the way... And everyone's like, what?
I have no doubt in my mind that loads and loads of people, when they were kids, believed they had a superpower.
Okay, well, here we go. We need to figure this out.
Yeah. Oh,
we've got the forum. So 087-711-1038. Is this absolutely an Emma Nolan thing, or you also think you had a superpower?
It has to be an Emma Nolan thing. I'm sorry.
I need to hear from people on this morning. I am not on my own. I strongly believed I could stop the weather or change the weather, and I strongly believed I was magic for a period of time.
My God, I just find it so funny that that's the way. Like, imagine I was to be like, I'm just going to close my eyes now until my phone rings, and I'll have made my phone ring. But it's just odds are my phone's going to ring at some point.
Yeah, you know, you just close your eyes forever.
All right. So I think Emma's on her own. Is she on her own? 087-711-103. Voice notes, please.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling, and it looks like I might just be a big weirdo after all. I was telling you that with the storm in mind and all the warnings in place for tomorrow, it reminded me that when I was a little one, I was convinced that I had the superpower for a period of time, and then I snapped out of it, naturally, where I thought I could make the rain stop. And I used to go to the conservatory at the back of our house when the showers would come and they wouldn't go, and all you wanted to do was be outside playing. And I just stand there with my fists clenched, and I'd be just like, stop. Stop.
And would your mom ever stop. Be like, oh, it's Lash and Emma, will you go out to conservatory?
Yeah, was she feeding the problem?
Yeah, I'd be serious. You know the way every Irish household, I'd be watching the 6-1 news and the weather, and I'd be like, I'd see the showers coming in for the weekend, and I'd be like, it's grand, I'll stop them.
Don't worry about it.
Like, it happened once where I probably spent an hour out there doing that, and then naturally, you know, rain stops sometimes, and I was like, that's it. It's all
I would have taken this so far, you know.
Yes.
I would have been like on the phone, be like, Emma, there's a fella here in Mayo and he said it's raining. Can you sort it out?
And I'd be like, sure, leave with me. Like, clench my fist and say, stop 20 million times. So the guys were saying no one else did the same. I was like, I'm sure that most kids at one point believed that they had some level of a superpower, and Ash and Dave are saying no. Jack is there. Hello.
How are you, Jack?
Hello.
Good.
Right, what's the crack? Did you also think you had a big superpower?
No, I wish I believed I did, but I didn't think I did.
You didn't think you did.
So damn, I'm just reading your message. You said it's just an Emma Nolan thing.
It's just an Emma Nolan thing.
I thought you were on board here.
So you also think Emma's a bit weird?
Just a little bit.
Very
a healthy amount of weird.
Very polite,
Jack. You never thought you had a superpower. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. One normal person.
Bye.
See you later, Jack.
Bye.
Well, that's disappointing.
So you were really excited, weren't you?
There was in some points, though, where like I'd go take a shower as a little kid and water would run down my fingers and out, and I was just like, oh, class. But I still know I wasn't a superhero.
You were just having fun in the shower.
I was just having fun. I was like, oh, I'm like a waterbender. But I didn't think I was a waterbender. Do you know what I mean?
I understand.
Yeah, I knew I was. It was
you're
just
really hammering this.
It was just
home,
physics.
You?
You know what I mean?
Karen, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
So you have a child who also has a superpower. That's exciting. How is that for a parent?
Oh, grand. Yeah. I mean, I don't see it. They just disappear.
Oh, go. They disappear. Is that their superpower? Is it, Karen?
That's their super. They're invisible.
And
okay, and they just think they're invisible. Can we just be clear?
No, they are invisible. I don't see them.
Of course.
So, what kind of stuff do they get up to when they have this invisible power?
Stealing the cookies.
Oh, okay.
And can I just ask, when they become invisible, do they tell you I'm invisible now?
No, I turn around, they're gone.
Right.
All right. They just leg it.
Okay, Karen, I'm starting to think you're weird too.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Bye.
Still just me and that kid.
I think, and I'm not really sure what's going on with Karen and her kid, to be honest. So I think it might still be just you, Emma Nolan.
Wow. I like it.
This is disappointing.
No, well done. You're not alone there. I was fully convinced I could fly when I was a kid.
Yes.
I think I used to have dreams about me flying all around the place. And I think that they were real.
Yay.
And I remember going to school and all telling my friend that I could fly, and she went home and told her mom, and her mom was like, don't be ridiculous. And she came back into me and was like, my mom said you can't fly. And I was like, I can't, that's it. But then I realised it was all a dream. Aww. And I was a little bit embarrassed, but I think I believed it for a few months at least.
Oh, Noelle, that's so disappointing.
There's actually something very beautiful about being a kid and thinking your dreams are real.
Yeah, true.
I just met bloody Freddie Mercury last night. Yeah.
But thinking you could fly, I mean, you could really disprove that about yourself very quickly.
Totally. You could.
Yeah. You could hurt yourself in the process.
Like, watch me not fly right now. See?
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
And I was just trying to prove a point this morning, and so far it's not really going in my favour that other kids went, when you were a kid, that you may have believed for a period of time that you had some kind of a superpower. With that in mind, Michaela was in touch.
Emma, there's no way you're alone in this.
Yes.
I thought for a little while that I could change the traffic light.
Yes.
I think this was fueled by a really good run in the car with my ma, where the light was red, and just as we were pulling up, I was going, green, green, green. And it changed to green as we got to it. That happened a few times. So I was convinced. I was like, I am actually unreal. Everybody wants me in their car because I can change the traffic lights.
Yes, that is my queen, Michaela.
To be fair, I kind of understand that.
A real power would be if she was saying purple and it changed to purple.
Well, there you go.
She was picking a fairly safe bet there with green.
But nobody knew what purple would mean, so it wouldn't really be of any benefit to anybody.
Of course.
Oh, Michaela, you keep that dream alive, girl. It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and
tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
It's that time of the week again where myself, Ash, and the women of Dublin and beyond, we come together and we grill our Dave on all things girly. Naturally, Dave was very under the weather at the start of the year, so he's only done one girly quiz so far. And at the moment, he is in neg.
I'm in neg.
You're in the negative at the moment, Chef.
It's not been really, very good.
It's really depressing.
Yeah. Yes.
Bad, isn't it? You could really do with a win today. Dave needs to answer 3 questions correctly to win the week, but he does have some help on his side. One being his lifeline, which is a Simplify that we can look after. And one is his phone a female. It's Emma hanging on there this morning. How are you, Em?
Thanks, Emma.
Hey, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Appreciate you. And it's not Emma Nolan.
It's not. It's not me.
No. Although that would be quite a good lifeline.
It would be quite. It would.
Ask the person who made the question.
Who's written the questions. Yeah.
Emma, just for being here for Dave, you've won yourself that gorgeous Beabel beauty hamper for you and your friend and a girly quiz board game, all right? So you're sorted either way, but maybe make a bit of an effort for the lad.
Yeah. Don't hang up, Emma.
No, not at all.
We'll be back to you.
The girly quiz is with Beabel Beauty, who are a luxury cosmetics and tan brand. They make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everybody, and you are going to get the full effects of that, Emma, when you get your two hampers. And just to note as well that with the girly quiz, we touch on subjects that maybe aren't normally discussed on the radio, such as bodily things and other womanly bits and bobs. So if you have young ears in the car, you might want to hover the hand over the dial just in case Dave says something outrageous.
But it's also educational.
It is educational. Dave, good luck.
Thank you. Here we go.
Question number one on the girly quiz this week is... spell balayage.
Nope.
You love a spelling bee.
I like a spelling bee. Balayage.
Let's just break this down a little bit. What's a balayage?
Balayage is when a woman gets like a blonde hair like put in. Like it's like a... like the dyed, I think.
Blonde hair put in like dye.
Yeah. It's sort of a gradual look. Yeah.
It's also brown as well, I think.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's my final answer. Balayage.
What do you think it starts with?
I would imagine it starts with a B.
No way.
And then I think it goes to an A.
Right.
Then I think it goes to an L.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm finished.
Do you know what? I get you. An L.
Is that your final answer?
No. I think... see, this isn't really a girly question. Like, because, you know, Emma on the phone might know how to spell it, but she also might not know it because it's, you know what I mean?
Depends
you don't
if she
know.
Books online or books for balayage or the phone.
Are you thinking of using the phone as email for this?
I'm thinking of using the... but I'm also thinking about using 50-50. But I'm also thinking about going for it.
Right.
So if... But I'm not...
So we've come nowhere.
Full circle. All the opportunities? I'm thinking of all. I'm thinking of everything.
I'm also thinking of leaving.
Thinking it's B-A-L-L-I-A-G-E. That's what I think it is.
Right. B-A-L-L-I-A-G-E.
But I'm not sure, and I'm going to go to Emma.
You're going to go to your phone female on this one?
I'm going to go to my phone.
Wow.
Okay, Emma, welcome. You're being called up nice and early this morning.
Now, Emma, I've 30 seconds. I'm hoping in the last 30 seconds that we've been discussing this, you've just Googled how to spell balayage. So tell me.
I didn't need to because I'm a hairdresser, so I already know.
Amazing. Spell it for us, Emma.
It's B-A-L.
B-A-L.
A-Y.
A-Y. A G E. So B-A-L-A-Y-A-G-E.
Yeah.
Is my final answer, Emma. Thank you so much.
What are the chances that Emma works in a hairdresser's? Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
And you have absolutely smashed it, for
yes,
Emma. Well done.
Oh, Emma, I knew you'd do it for me. Thank you so much.
B-A-L-L-A-G-E. You're like about four letters off.
There. Yeah, it was really bad.
Thanks for your time this morning, Emma. You've won with Beabel Beauty and the Girly Quiz board game heading your way as well. Nice one, Dave.
Good luck, Emma.
Bye. The back of the neck. We move.
Ooh.
That was tricky.
That was a tricky one.
All right, question number two, Dave. Name three benefits of using a silk pillowcase.
A silk pillowcase.
Yes. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I have. I have one.
You have a silk pillowcase?
I have one side is silk.
What a fancy man.
Couldn't afford the both sides, you know. Saved up all my money and got half a silk pillow.
Good on you.
Again, is it split down the middle?
Yeah. Benefits. All right. I'm going to say it's something to do with skin. So like healthier skin. Like it's probably good for your, you know, face. Maybe for exfoliation, I don't know.
Do you think silk like goes in and digs at the face?
No, but I think it's probably healthier for you. I think it's cooler. Like it's colder than other materials.
Okay. We're looking for three.
It's very light. I don't know. Like I don't know what you're looking for here. Like
benefits.
Three benefits.
Yeah, sort of like how it would it benefit your, you it
makes
physically.
It makes your bed look fancy as hell. Like, yeah. That's technically a benefit.
It's just that we wouldn't accept that now.
What, but, like, what are you looking for?
These are, like, physical benefits.
Physical benefits, yeah. Okay. I don't know a single other one other than, you know, it's good for your skin. And I don't even know if it is good for your skin, because sometimes I wake up sweating and
it feels like we may need to use a lifeline
here,
David.
I think another lifeline is has to come in. I'm going to 50-50.
All right,
which is so pathetic, I'm aware.
We're entering simplify mode. Dave, name three benefits of using a silk pillowcase. Is it A, fewer split ends, maintains moisture in the skin and prevents wrinkles?
Okay.
Or is it B, prevents sugar cravings, is good for nail growth and alleviates period pain? You do say if in doubt, go for period.
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to go with that this time, though. Yeah. I'm going to go with A. Give me the answers again.
Fewer split ends, maintains moisture in the skin, prevents wrinkles.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. A,
and
final
you
answer.
Have made the absolutely correct decision. Well done. Okay, we're back in business. Can he get the win this week? Only one question, but no more lifelines to your disposal.
Oh,
there's loads of other
sick
benefits if you're interested. Lot to do with hair. It's also hypoallergenic, prevents frizzy hair, it's calming to the skin, all the rest.
Right,
it's
okay.
Natural.
Damn it. I'm fuming.
We crack on. Question number three to take the win, and you're on your own this time. Dave, if I was going to get an IUD, what would I be getting?
I don't know what it stands for.
Which is a difficulty.
Which is a problem.
But an IUD is... That wasn't the question.
No, it wasn't.
An IUD, I'm pretty sure, is a contraceptive for women. I think it could be go like in you.
Sorry? Is that what the I stands for? In you.
In you.
IUD.
In you device.
An in you device.
An IUD, I think, is would you accept it's a contraceptive?
No. Need some more specifics.
I would accept that.
Really, Ash? Surprised by that.
Because it could be anything. And he's not wrong.
Okay. I thought you'd be more specific.
Usually I'm mean on this. But I think we can give it to him.
Yes! Go on! Thank God.
Because it could have been anything. You are right. It is a contraceptive.
But does... I've got it right, so I don't care anymore. Does it go in you? Does it go?
It's like another word for the coil.
Yes, so it goes up you.
Yeah.
Really.
It does. Yeah.
But is that it? Like, you can't get an IUD that's the bar or anything?
No. I don't think so. IUD is the coil.
It's a synonym for the word coil.
And what does it stand for?
Intrauterine device.
Wow, very good.
Goes in your...
Thank God that wasn't the question.
Yeah. On next week's
video. Yeah. I've already forgotten.
He's back to winning ways. Fair play, Dave.
It's a girly quiz.
With Bea Bell, the original tan meets skincare, as seen in Vogue.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged.
Love this.
Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I told you, I think, during the week that I've been watching The Batman on Now. You can stream it with a Now Cinema membership. Did I mention that?
You think you've been watching The Batman?
No, I think I mentioned it, but maybe I didn't.
Oh, I think you did about something, yeah.
Because I want to watch The Penguin. I have this real annoying... tendency that, like, I can't start The Penguin because I know there's something before it that I need to watch, even though I think The Penguin's like its own thing.
Yeah.
Also on Now, but I have been watching The Batman and it's very dark.
Is it?
The screen is very dark.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure,
very,
it's Gotham.
Very dark, yeah. And my problem is, and while, like, it's meant to be a fantastic movie and there's a lot of action going on, but it's so dark. And I'm watching it after work, and then my eyes are just going.
Yeah. So are you watching all of the movies? Like, or what?
No, just the Robert Pattinson one.
Oh, okay.
I actually can't imagine a situation ever going... We go home, like, obviously we start earlier, so we're like home by lunchtime. I can't imagine sitting down at my lunch watching movies.
Yeah, well, it's a problem because I always fall asleep every time.
Right, okay, yeah.
And the movie, I think, is like 3.5 hours long, or it's like 3 hours long.
The Robert Pattinson one?
It's so long, my God. Yeah. And I'm 30 minutes in, And it's taken me 3 days to get 30 minutes
in. For God's sake.
I just keep falling asleep. So I might finish this by the end of the month.
I think that's great though, because it's like a little mini episode or something, and it's nice not to just watch it all in one go. It's kind of pursued you perfectly if you're happy to do it like that.
I'm treating it like it's a sitcom.
It's putting you to sleep. Like you're getting your little nap in.
Yeah.
And then you're getting like a little cut of 10 minutes of it a day. Beautiful.
Yeah. But it is like...
That's your dream way of watching a movie, isn't it?
Oh, I'd be delighted with that.
Yeah, yeah.
It actually is. It's not a daytime movie because it's too dark and then I can't see it on the screen.
I get that. Yeah.
And again, it's like the issue I had with Dune that I mentioned the other day. It's all the sci-fi names and all it.
Some people listening have real problems. Isn't it gas?
So true.
Wake up.
Full spins, fully charged. Every day. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Let's
go. Hello and welcome.
Good morning, lads. Bad news. Bad news.
What's up?
You know that area in Dublin Airport where you can get water?
Yeah, the
free water at Dublin Airport. They've put a CCTV camera there now.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
It's hanging down.
It's
hanging
all over
down
this.
Right over the money box.
Stop. Yeah. You can't even do your trick of pretending to put the money in.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ashley. I don't know what you're talking about. I have always given a donation.
Oh, yeah.
can anyone confirm, actually, I'm in Terminal 1 today. Do you know the bar upstairs is all closed?
Well, I heard about that as well.
It was when I was there. When was I there recently? Or for what reason? Stockholm. When I was going to Stockholm.
Oh, yeah.
I went upstairs for the usual little drink you get before you go.
Yeah.
Whole place closed off.
Do you know what else is gone from Terminal 1? Boots.
Yeah, I heard about this.
What?
Yeah,
it's a WH Smith now, I think.
And apparently,
it's just like an extended, but like there's no pharmacy.
Apparently, there's a Supermax in there now. Number two, Terminal 2.
Just can I just ask a quick question? Has anyone been to the airport in the last couple of weeks? Is the bar upstairs reopened yet?
No, they're still closed for refurbishment.
Damn it!
Okay, here we go. Official airport line for
you'll
you.
You'll always get Callum on this.
I love the airport.
It's funny. It's my least favorite place in the entire world, and not offense to Dublin Airport, just airports in general.
Anxiety.
I hate them.
If I didn't work on the radio, I would want to work in the airport.
Of course
it's just my kind of place.
I can actually see you there running around.
I'd welcome everyone in. Supermax is in Terminal 2, but it's on landside, so that means it's before the check-in gates, before you go through security. So if you want to go to Supermax, you have to go to Supermax before you do anything.
I'd rather get the jobs done before I relax.
Boots has left Terminal 1, but you can still go to Terminal 2 through the walkway, you know, after Terminal 1 security, when you go right to go to the gate.
Yeah. You're desperate for the deodorant.
You can go left and walk to Terminal 2. It's a lovely walk.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's the back rooms. You shouldn't be there.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes when I do that, though, I feel like I'm going to get cut off.
Yeah, I shouldn't be here.
And I can't get back.
It isn't a new WH Smith in the Boots place. WH Smith has always been next to Boots. It's just boarded up at the minute.
That's right. So sad.
There you go. Any more airport questions?
And the bar, is it open? That's what I want to know.
I said this.
Oh, sorry.
Wait for renovation.
And what's the story with why are they all of a sudden wanting you to pay for more water?
It's always been the case.
Oh, yeah,
Callum, answer.
the airport wants you to pay for the water. It's always been.
It's never been free. You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Yesterday, we were talking about embarrassing foods to order in, like, a restaurant. Like, say you look at a menu and they have what's just a totally normal food thing written in a bit of a weird way.
Yes.
Like, for example, there is a place in Skerries. I think it's called Storm in a Teacup. I could be wrong, though. But it's an ice cream place. And they do like this chocolate sauce in a cup, and they have marshmallows and they have ice cream and they have cream. And I would just like to be like, I'd like the cup with the marshmallows and the cream. But no, they call it a mucky mess.
And that's just embarrassing to have
and
to
it's
say.
It's really embarrassing. I remember like back years ago, I went up and ordered and I was like, I'll have one of them mucky messes there, please.
Yeah, scarlet
for yourself. It's so embarrassing ordering it. And so then we were talking about that, and Louise got in touch with a voice note. Now, Louise's voice note was a little bit risque, I want to say. It's a little bit...
just for kids in mind.
Not safe for kids, like little kids. But so I've warned you. Have a listen.
Lads, if you're talking about embarrassing or weird foods to order, years ago, there was a restaurant in a hotel in Sutton. And at Christmas time, I went with my husband for dinner, thought we'd have a really nice meal out. And they had Bambi and Thumper on the menu.
Oh, brilliant. My God.
It's terrible, but...
Bambi and Thumper.
I just feel like that would put people off.
It would. I would specifically not order it. But I did think it was kind of funny. And then it got me thinking... And I had an idea. I had a brainwave, and it was this. On tomorrow's show, who would you like to eat? Would Shrek taste nice?
Yeah, I'm all over that. Let's do that.
I've said it now. We have to do it.
Now we're doing it.
So we I did say it, and here we are.
You're a man of your word.
So welcome, everybody, to Who Would You Like to Eat?
Yay!
I am going to raise you Donald Duck.
You know what? I'm only starting to get into duck recently. Yum.
Really, really good. Now, you see what I mean? So it
lovely
is Donald Duck. So obviously he'd be nice. But we can't be going for like the gingerbread man from Shrek. Do you know what I mean? Like, because obviously that would be delicious. I want.
If we're going to be weird, we have to.
We have to be a little bit weird.
Already a food.
That's already a food. So yeah. I'm thinking other things. So Donald Duck, I'm sorry, I'm coming for you.
I'm not going to lie, this isn't the first time I've thought this because
hoisin sauce.
It's forced on me. But like, Pumba in a burger just looks good in my head.
She's so right.
A few slices of Pumba now and a double cheeseburger.
A bit of gravy on Pumba.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Pumba by two, but it's spatties.
Yeah.
Two slices of cheese, bit of mayo.
I'm salivating.
Sauce,
I'm salivating.
And a bit of lettuce. Yeah. I'm sorry I've said it, but so true. The big belly on him.
I'm going to go for something, like it would be a different taste palette. Mm. I think Mike Wazowski would taste pretty good.
I think he would too, either like a meatball or like peas.
I think he'd taste like an apple. Like you could get a great bite into his
cheek. That's so legit. You could.
I have Mike Wazowski written down.
It's
so funny. But you know who I also have written down, and this might be niche, also from Monsters, Inc., Mr. Waternoose.
The Spider-Man.
No, it's like, he's like a crab.
Oh, he's
crab
a crabby
claws.
Lad, yeah.
Crab claws.
Yeah, a good crunch off those good legs.
Well, I'd say there's good meat in them legs.
Yeah. Sorry now, kids, but Sean the Sheep, yummy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sean just, he's the best of the lot of them as well.
Yeah, he is.
Delicious.
For dessert, the Michelin Man. I feel like he tastes like a nice souffle.
I see
or
your
mousse.
I see your Michelin Man, and I raise you Baymax from Big Hero 6 because
I
he looks
look him up.
He looks like a giant marshmallow.
Oh yeah, he's better.
You know Baymax.
Yeah, Baymax.
Again, sorry, and I don't have any interest in horse meat, obviously, but Eeyore.
I was thinking Eeyore today.
Eeyore's juicy.
He's chubby.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Boy. I was thinking Eeyore.
He's a chubster. Snoopy for me would be nice.
Snoopy?
Yeah.
Which one's Snoopy?
Snoopy's the little white dog.
Oh, yeah.
And again, love dogs.
Okay.
But I think Snoopy would taste kind of like
fresh. Do
you know
what? Ashling, you've taken it too far. I actually think that's
is that disgusting?
Disgusting?
Right, okay. How about Pinocchio?
No, he's made of wood.
I think he tastes like nuts.
He's made of wood.
Yeah, almond. Like
almond vibe. Yeah, that's what I said too.
Anyway.
Sorry now, and this is going to upset Callum. Pikachu.
Oh. I have Pikachu written down.
Fat ass on Pikachu.
Big boy.
I'd say
that'd be nice cheeks.
Yeah.
Very, red very bots.
Good bacon. Yeah. But yous are all playing for seconds. I have the ultimate. Peppa Pig's dad.
Daddy Pig.
George. Is that his name?
No, that's
George,
little brother.
The brother, sorry.
Just Daddy Pig.
Daddy Pig.
Oh my God, you'd feed the whole family.
That's what I'm saying. Peppa Pig's dad. Mwah, perfect.
Adam was on.
Gloria the hippo from Madagascar. Lovely.
Oh my God, the flesh on
would
her.
Would not be a little bit fatty though?
Possibly.
I don't know what hippo meat would taste like.
I hope to never find out.
Colin was on.
Piglet from Winnie the Pooh. There you go.
Ah, poor old Piglet.
Would you not go for his mom? At least she's a bit older.
Yeah, and Piglet, I'm looking at a picture of Piglet here, like she's only a little girl.
Yeah, she's not a pick on her.
Go for the pigs in Shrek instead over Piglet.
I moved and I pooped and I signed an eviction notice.
It tastes like Frankfurter.
Yeah.
Speaking of pigs, this lady's name is Big Pig.
Woo!
Favorite girl now at Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Spins. Fully charged. Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
There was absolute drams in the doll yesterday, so I welcome you now to Fully Charged Does Doll Drama.
Nice one.
I'm going to tell you about the doll drama in Fully Charged Speak. Wait till you hear this. So basically, whole squad rolls up looking absolutely fresh for a big day in the doll. Some TDs have literally gone out to buy new outfits for this. No cap.
No cap. Okay, great.
Like, if you're a politician, this would be your Roman Empire, right? Because it was the day to elect a new Taoiseach. Obs, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, back together. They're in a thruple with the Healy Rays and a few other independents.
Yeah.
Sinn Féin and the rest of them are all salty, but It is what it is. It's the usual. So everybody thinks it's a done deal. It's all going to go down the way it usually goes down, the way it's gone down for the past 100 years or so. Micheál Martin's like, bro, I got this.
So my time shine.
Yeah, so the gang's all together straight away. It all kicks off. Because the opposition.
The ops.
The ops are like, why are all the Indos getting to talk as long as us when they're after signing up with the government? And the Indos are like, well, we want to sit with the opposition but be in government. And they're like, well, you can't do that.
Oh.
That's not on. Mm. So anyway, there's a new queen in town, the Count Corla, Verona Murphy.
The County C.
The County C. Thank you. And at first, she's kind of ghosting the ops. She's like, yeah, yeah, whatever, show up.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm still somehow following. Come
on. Next thing, the ops, Sinn Féin and all the rest, they really start to let rip. So the County C is like, can we actually take a second here, fam?
Yeah.
The Dáil is adjourned. Everybody goes out, have a cup of tea, whatever.
Going compliment up the bike
each other
shed.
On their outfits. Yeah, yeah. Hang out at the bike shed. They come back. Everyone's back in the chat. It's still popping off. The Indos are split into two squads. And bitches be jumping from one squad to the next. Patter Toe Beans in the mix. Richard Boy Barrett's in the mix. They're all jumping here and there. Basically, it sounds like this.
What a bloody farce.
Utter drams.
County C's under pressure, as you can hear in that clip, and she calls three breaks subsequently after that. So there's four adjournments of the Dáil. Everybody's like, County C, Queen, gotta get your together here.
Yeah.
And eventually, opposition are like, womp womp, not gonna be today. Mm. Off we go. And sorry, Micheál. Yeah. You're not getting elected today. Micheál and co. come out, talk to the press. They're like, it's unconstitutional. And then everybody goes home and they're back in it for more today.
So poor old Micheál didn't even get to be the T yesterday.
It was not the big T.
It was his job. It was his day. And then your one was like, County C was like, today's not the T shop day. You've happened. Not behaved yourselves.
No.
Come and have a think about what you've done and we'll try again another time.
That wow. is just
it was a mess.
So not slay.
It's so not
so
slay.
So not slay. Yeah. I'd be raging if I was Micheál. Trying to have your big day out, like.
Yeah, he gets another day today, though.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Right, all this week on the show, we are teaming up with Lidl, Ireland's best value supermarket, to play The Price Is Always Right. We're giving you the chance to win a €200 gift card every single day on the show.
Yeah, go full Lidl, shop without compromise in store, and we got that €200 voucher to give away to someone.
Which would go very far in a Lidl.
Amy and Shauna are on. Amy's buzzing for a pyjama day tomorrow with the storm, are you, Amy?
Absolutely, yeah.
And do you not normally work from home? Is this a bit of a novelty for you?
I don't usually, like, if my little boy was sick or something like that, I can work from home.
What do you do?
But not every day of the week. I work in the HSE in governance.
Very, very nice, good. Very good.
Well, the HSE would be good to heed and I'll travel more.
Yeah, they would, to be fair. They absolutely
kind of
should.
They'd encourage us. We also have Shauna there. How are you this morning, Shauna?
Morning, Shauna.
I'm good, thank you.
And are you working from home as well tomorrow, Shauna?
Today I'm actually off.
You're off today,
but tomorrow,
for the storm,
Eowyn,
what are you doing for storm Eowyn? Are you going to work from home?
I'm off for the next 2 days, so I will be chilling now.
It's such a shame, as much as like the working from home thing can really benefit people. Before COVID, everyone just wouldn't have been able to work from home and you would just have the day off.
Yeah,
I know,
like,
COVID killed that.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, there's no such thing as that opportunity.
Worst thing ever.
Anyway, listen, Woody is going to win yourself a €200 Lidl voucher now, so
listen
up.
Amy and Shauna, welcome to the most complicated game on the radio. We have got a load of random cash amounts on a big wheel. They kind of go up in increments of like 5, 10, there's a tenner on there, there's €50, there's 140, there's 190 and all that kind of crack, right? Basically, you get two spins to get closest to €200, okay? You cannot go over the €200. That's the only thing. Player one will get to spin first, and after your first spin, Amy, you can choose whether to stick with that amount or spin again to see if you can get closer to €200. But as I said, if you go over that €200, Shauna wins. But both, does that make sense to both of you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is what happened yesterday. Player two didn't even get a chance to spin the wheel because player one went bust.
Yeah, and they still won.
Shauna, you could win without doing anything.
So player one is Amy. Amy, are you ready to spin that wheel?
Yeah.
Right, let's spin it. Amy, it's slowing down. All right.
tricky position to be in, Amy, because you've landed on €140. So you have a decision to make. Do you want to stick with 140 or try and spin again and get closer to 200 without going over?
Which means if you need to get 60 or less.
Now, there's loads of different income. Like you could land on a 40, so it could be perfect.
Yeah. It could.
Obviously, that's the risk.
But you could also land on 160.
So what do you want to do, Amy? Do you want to stick with 140 or spin again?
Spin again, please.
Spin again. All right, spin that wheel. Here we go. Amy, your grand total after your second spin is too high to count.
You landed on 195, Amy.
And if you add that to 140, it's over 200. That's all I know.
Dave can only count to 200.
I can.
And it means, once again, Shauna, without doing anything, player two has got the win. You've done it.
Amy, sorry about that. Woo! Great day.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, Amy.
Shauna, congratulations. What are you going to spend it on?
I'll do the weekly shop.
The weekly
nice
shop.
One. And again. A few
extra quid in your back pocket for a while.
I would recommend the bakery, Shauna, in Lidl. I'd recommend that.
Oh, I know. It's unreal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So good. Shauna, enjoy that €200 Lidl voucher and congratulations. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening, Shauna.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Bye. Final chance to win with Lidl on tomorrow's show just before 7:30.
It spins fully charged, recharged.